What if the biggest obstacle to human progress isn't lack of information, but our fundamental misunderstanding of how knowledge works? We've been taught that science builds theories from observations, that experience teaches us truth, that instruments separate us from reality. Every one of these beliefs is backwards. The real story of human knowledge is far stranger and more powerful than we've been told. And understanding it changes everything about our place in the universe. Ancient myths blamed Demeter's grief for winter. You could swap any god or emotion. The story still works because it's infinitely flexible. The scientific explanation? Earth's tilted axis means hemispheres angle toward or away from the sun. Try changing any detail, make the axis vertical, and seasons disappear. Every element serves a specific, testable function. Good explanations aren't just testable, they're hard to vary while accounting for observations. The axis tilt theory naturally explains midnight sun in polar regions, opposite seasons in different hemispheres, and phenomena its creators never imagined. Bad explanations explain only what they were designed to explain. This demolishes the view that theories are derived from observations. Scientific knowledge doesn't emerge from sensory data like images on blank paper. Bold conjectures spring from creativity. Experience merely helps us choose between competing ideas. Rational thinking isn't weighing evidence. It's explaining evidence through creative problem solving, generating options, abandoning inadequate theories, and seeking hard-to-vary explanations. When astronomers study distant galaxies through radio telescopes, are they moving closer to reality or further from it? Scientific instruments don't separate us from truth. They correct our senses' limitations. Your naked eye shows a flat Earth and stationary stars. Telescopes reveal Earth is spherical and spinning. Microscopes expose invisible cellular structures. These tools are conjuring tricks in reverse, fooling our senses into perceiving what's actually there rather than what evolution equipped us to see. Modern astronomers interpret spectral lines and radio waves, phenomena human senses cannot detect. Yet through theoretical interpretation, they genuinely observe distant galaxies. All observation is theory-laden, making scientific instruments explicit extensions of perception beyond natural limits. Both human understanding and biological adaptation arise through variation followed by selection. In biology, genetic mutations generate variants. Natural selection favors those enhancing reproduction. In thought, conjecture generates ideas. Criticism selects those better explaining reality. William Paley correctly observed that adaptations like eyes are hard to vary. Components must work together precisely. His mistake was assuming only a designer could achieve this. Neo-Darwinian evolution reveals a stranger truth. Genes spreading most effectively dominate, regardless of what's good for species or individuals. This explains sexual reproduction's persistence, aging's existence, and peacocks' cumbersome tails, features enhancing genetic propagation even when harming organisms. We're told humans are cosmically insignificant, but consider typical matter. 80% is invisible dark matter. Most ordinary matter exists as plasma in stars or scattered atoms in near vacuum space at 2.7 Kelvin. Humans are spectacularly atypical complex, information-rich structures in an overwhelmingly simple universe. The spaceship Earth metaphor misleads us. Earth's biosphere isn't a life support system, it's a death trap. Drop an unprotected human almost anywhere and they'll quickly die from exposure, predators, disease, or starvation. Our ancestors survived through knowledge, fire, tools, clothing, shelter, capabilities transmitted culturally through explanations, not genetics. What makes humans unique is our ability to create explanatory knowledge. Every physical transformation is either forbidden by natural laws or achievable given the right knowledge. There's no third category. With sufficient knowledge, we could prevent supernova, terraform planets, or transform solar systems. Our potential is limited only by universal physical laws, not by biology or environment. Unlike every other species, humans transform inhospitable places into support systems through understanding.
Modern physics shatters intuition. Einstein's relativity reveals gravity as space-time curvature, not force. Quantum mechanics shows solid objects are mostly empty space, with particles existing in multiple states until observed. Understanding reality requires abandoning comfortable but incorrect intuitions. Yet we must acknowledge entities our best explanations reference. Boiling water exemplifies this. Molecular interactions are too complex for supercomputers to model fully, yet microscopic complexity yields higher-level simplicity through emergence. We predict when water boils without tracking every molecule. Physical laws describe rather than prescribe. They don't actively push or pull. A domino stands because forces balance, but in certain contexts, saying it stands because 641 is prime might be equally valid, adding explanatory layers without contradicting physics. Causation itself is emergent, absent from fundamental equations, yet crucial for understanding. When mathematicians explore prime numbers using computers, they're using physical machines to approximate abstract ones with unlimited resources. Our brains, through physical structure, enable comprehending abstractions transcending the material world. Reality encompasses not just physical objects, but also abstract patterns, relationships, and explanations emerging from them. Early writing systems used pictograms, distinct symbols for each word, but no civilization could sustain thousands of symbols. The breakthrough came when scribes used symbols flexibly to represent sounds rather than whole words. Using an ox head symbol, aleph, for the a sound, transformed writing from limited to universal, capable of representing every possible word with just dozens of symbols. Numeral systems evolved similarly through positional notation, where a digit's value depends on its position. This elegant system, originating in India possibly as late as the 9th century, used just 10 symbols, including the crucial placeholder zero. The most significant universal technology is computers. Charles Babbage's 1820s analytical engine would have achieved full computational universality, capable of computing anything humans could calculate. Understanding infinity requires abandoning deep intuitions. David Hilbert's Infinity Hotel reveals that a fully occupied hotel with infinitely many rooms can always accommodate more guests through systematic reassignments. George Cantor proved not all infinities are equal. The infinity of points on a line is uncountably larger than the infinity of natural numbers. Our laws of physics are expressible through finite elementary operations and computable by universal classical computers. This computational universality explains how finite human brains can predict utterly different objects like quasars and quantum particles through mathematical abstractions. Martin Rees believes civilization has only a 50% chance of surviving this century, citing dangers from biological weapons and advanced technology. But our future depends on what we think and do, not chance. The future is unknowable because the knowledge shaping it hasn't been created yet, just as people in 1900 couldn't conceive of the internet or nuclear power. Blind optimism assumes bad outcomes won't happen. Blind pessimism, the precautionary principle, avoids everything not proven safe, overlooking that protection from any disaster requires creating new knowledge. True optimism states, all evils are caused by insufficient knowledge. No fundamental barrier prevents progress. Failures occur because we didn't know enough in time. Throughout history, natural disasters were failures of knowledge. Neanderthals became extinct facing challenges they could have overcome with proper understanding. People died of exposure atop materials that could have made fire. Cholera victims perished near hearths that could have boiled their water safe. The Enlightenment has tried to happen countless times throughout prehistory, brief glimpses always ending in tragedy, except this once. We stand at the beginning of infinity. Unlimited growth in knowledge and capability, constrained only by physical law itself.